Part 2. The Ghost Appears. That night, there was a terrible storm. Next morning, when the family came downstairs, the stain was there again. Washington was very disappointed.
Pinkerton's Champion Cleaner always works.
He rubbed the floor with a stain remover. Next morning, the stain was there again. He removed it for a third time, and his father locked the library door at night. But in the morning, the stain was there again.
This is interesting,
said Mr. Hiram B. Otis.
Perhaps there really is a ghost.
Mrs. Otis wrote letters about it to all her friends in America. Washington decided to publish a scientific thesis about supernatural stains. The next night, they knew for certain that the ghost was in the house. During the dinner, they discussed America and Europe.
American actresses are much better than European ones,
said Mr. Otis.
American food is much better than English food,
said Mrs. Otis.
Boston is more important than Rome,
said Washington.
New Yorkers speak much more sweetly than Londoners,
said Virginia. At 11 o'clock, they all went to bed. Suddenly, Mr. Otis woke up. It was 1 o'clock. There was a strange noise in the corridor. The American minister lit a candle and opened his bedroom door. In front of him, in the pale moonlight, there was a terrible old man. He had red, burning eyes. His long grey hair was thick and dirty. His old-fashioned clothes were ragged. Heavy chains were hanging from his wrists and ankles. Mr. Otis stayed absolutely calm.
Your chains are making a terrible noise. You will wake up everybody in the house. Let me give you this bottle of Rising Sun American Lubricator. Put it on your chains to stop them making a noise. Good night, sir.
The ghost was very surprised. He threw the bottle on the floor. Then he ran down the corridor, shouting terribly. Another bedroom door opened. The twins threw their pillows at his head. The ghost of Sir Simon de Canterville disappeared through the wall and went to his secret room. He was very angry.
For 300 years I have frightened everyone in this house. The servants have all run away. Famous lords have shot themselves. Famous ladies have drowned themselves in the lake. After all that,
he continued,
these Americans have come to live here. They have no respect. I hate them.
Next morning, at breakfast, the Otis family talked about the ghost.
We hit him with our pillows,
laughed the twins.
That's not polite,
said their father.
That poor ghost has lived in this house for centuries. We should respect him. On the other hand, I am sorry he has not used the Rising Sun Lubricator. We must take his chains away from him. It's impossible to sleep with so much noise.
Only one unusual thing happened for the rest of the week. Every evening, Washington cleaned the stain. Every morning, it had appeared again. Strangely, it was a different color. One day it was red. Then it was purple. Once it was bright green.
That's strange,
laughed Mrs. Otis.
I've never seen green blood before. It's not funny,
said Virginia, She seemed really upset, but nobody knew why. On Sunday night, the ghost of Sir Simon decided to appear again.
I will climb inside the old suit of armor in the hall. Everyone will be afraid when they see the armor moving.
The armor was heavier than he expected. When he tried to put it on, it fell over with a loud crash.
Oh, I've hurt my knees and elbows,
the ghost cried. The noise woke everybody up. The twins ran downstairs. They shot the ghost with their pea shooters. Mr. Hiram B. Otis came downstairs in his pajamas. He pointed a gun at the ghost.
Hold up your hands,
he said. The ghost screamed with anger. He changed into a mist and ran through them. Washington's candle went out. It was completely dark.
Now I will give them my famous ghostly laughter,
thought the ghost.
Their hair will turn white when they hear it. Ha 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 ha!
His terrible laugh echoed through the old house.
Are you all right?
Asked Mrs. Otis. She came calmly out of her bedroom with a bottle of medicine in her hand.
You must have a bad stomach ache. Take this medicine. It's made in America. It's the best in the world.
The ghost was even angrier. It was impossible to frighten these people. The twins came towards him with their pea shooters. Immediately he disappeared and went to his secret room. He had failed. For some days, he was very ill. He did not leave his room except to replace the bloodstain. But when he felt stronger, he decided to haunt the Otis family for the third time.
I will do terrible things. They will never come back to this house.